Everyone, welcome to Stress Free Family Travel. I am Jamie Kelly, and today I am here with Travel Squad. They're going to help us with some tips on traveling to a national park. So, for any listeners, actually, how about we have you guys introduce yourselves? I have Kim, Brittany, and Jamal. You guys want to say hi?
Hi,
Hello.
everyone. Thank you so much for having us.
Hello, hello. Thank you. Excited to be here with you guys today.
All right. So for any listeners that have not heard your podcast, because it's amazing, could you give them a brief introduction and provide some insight on what your podcast is all about?
Sure. Our podcast is called the Travel Squad Podcast. We started it back in 2019, but we've actually known each other for a lot longer, and I'm talking like decades longer. I'm Kim. I've been best friends with Brittany since we were 12 years old, so over 21 years now. Jamal and Brittany are actually married, but they've been together for almost 2 decades now. So we've all known each other for quite a while. We grew up in the same small town, and then we all migrated to San Diego, California at different times, stayed really good friends. We started traveling together in 2016, and we just started going on these epic trips, weekend trips, international destinations, and we really developed a skill set for getting the most bang for our buck and using every moment that we could to travel while still working full-time jobs. So now the three of us have a weekly travel podcast. We have three very different personalities. We have a lot of fun with our episodes. We're laughing and joking and poking fun at each other, but we're also, our mission is to inspire you to travel more often, show you how easy it can be if you plan it right, and show you how to save along the way and help you discover some destinations that might not have been on your radar.
Wonderful, thank you. So today we're going to focus our talk related to national parks. So for the first question, are there any specific permits or passes required to enter and explore certain national parks?
Yeah, so the majority of the national parks actually do require you to purchase an entrance ticket. And depending on the location, sometimes the tickets are per person, but most often they are for per vehicle. And the entrance fee typically ranges anywhere from like $20 to $35, and it's valid for 7 days usually. But a few ways to save money on that is there are five fee-free days per year, like Martin Luther King birthday, the first day of National Park Week, the anniversary of the Great American Outdoors Act, National Public Lands Day, and Veterans Day. And they have them all listed on their website as well. And they also have some other cost-saving options. For example, if your family is in the military, whether you're active or veterans, you can get there's free options for that. For people with children, fourth graders, they get a free pass for an entire year, starting the year that they become a fourth grader through the summer after as well. So it's usually like September through August. If you're traveling with any seniors, they have heavily discounted passes for them. And we personally do the America the Beautiful Pass. It's $80 for a rolling year. And this is a really great option if you're planning on visiting multiple national parks, because if each one is like $30 per park for entrance fees, and you go to three that are $30 each, that's $90 when for a whole year you can get entrance for $80. And lastly, some of the national parks more recently, really, they've been doing some timed entry into certain parks. Like, for example, Arches is a really popular national park, really beautiful sandstone formations and arches. And this year in particular, they do have like a timed entrance. And so you do have to go onto a website, and we'll talk about this more as well. It's called recreation.gov. And you do have to get a permit for a timed entry into the park. And more parks have kind of adapted the same type of thing. For example, Glacier National Park has one going on the Going to the Sun Road, which is a drive, and it's like a one-way drive into the park up into the mountains with windy roads. So they are limiting how many people can access that per day. And some hikes within national parks like Angel's Landing and Zion has the timed entry, or you need a permit to hike it. And this last year we went to Mesa Verde National Park in